You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's been a busy fall for Boise 16-year-old Shiva Rajbhandari. That's because in his spare time, he works with Babe Vote, a nonpartisan group that helps register voters in our state, and it also encourages people to commit to a voting plan. You heard me right. Shiva is 16. He can't vote yet, but he's already registered more than 400 people to vote. Shiva is joining us live today to talk more about this push from Gen Zers to get out the vote. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Gemma, for having me.
I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today, Shiva. And I'm so impressed by everything that you're doing. And I wanted to just start by asking, what made you decide to get actively involved in this process?
Yeah, so I guess I first got actively involved with Babe Vote and with politics back in September of 2019. I had just read the IPCC SR 1.5 report, which said we had, you know, until 2030 to reduce carbon emissions by 45% before we could, to avoid total climatic catastrophe. And I was really concerned and I was scared for my future. And so I started getting really involved with the climate justice movement. And that pushed me in May 2020 to get involved with Babe Vote. Because in order for the voices of young people to be heard, and young people are the people demanding climate justice and demanding these mm-hmm. reforms, they have to vote. And historically, young people have not voted. I mean, if you look at the 2016 presidential election turnout, you know, it was low across the board, but it was especially low among millennials and Gen Z. And so our goal is to, you know, get 70 million Americans to turn out to vote and turn out to the polls, and especially targeting young Americans who haven't voted in the past.
Mm-hmm. So also, you know, you're talking about young people, but in a lot of the work that you're doing, you're also trying to get people who have generally been marginalized by the political process to get them registered to vote as well. Can you talk a little bit about that push as well? Because from what I'm understanding is you've gone out into the community, I mean, door knocking, of course, taking all of the COVID measures to be safe, but going out to folks to help them with this process as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a lot of misinformation around, especially among marginalized communities, pushed by you know, leaders in our government, that there's a lot of voter suppression going on. If you don't speak English, if you work two jobs, if you have kids, you can't easily get to the polls from 8 to 8 on a Tuesday in November. Right. It just doesn't make sense. And so our goal is to, you know, get those marginalized communities who have been left out of the process to register to vote and get them informed and get them to the polls, because everyone's voice matters in America, and that's what's really valuable. And so, yeah, we go door knocking, especially in low income areas, and in those areas, by the way, there's fewer people who are registered to vote, and we get them registered, and we wear masks, gloves. We use hand sanitizer. We stand 6 feet from the door, but we can either give them a paper voter registration card, which they can mail in, or we register them online at idahovotes.gov. Mm-hmm. And it's really valuable. Yeah. We've registered about 2,000 people in Idaho and elsewhere since May 2020. And I personally have registered 400, and it just feels really powerful making the voices of people who don't normally get their voices heard.
And, you know, you brought up the fact that historically 18 to 29-year-olds have low voter turnout. I mean, so we know that in the 2016 general election, only about 46% of that age group voted. However, what was interesting about that is that if you look at the 2018 midterm elections, that voter participation in that age group jumped by 16%. So we are kind of seeing the tide change when you're out there door knocking or when you're registering, you know, this group, 18 to 29-year-olds. Are they talking to you about why they're now saying, yeah, okay, I'll not just register, because it's one thing to register, but it's to make a plan to vote?
Yeah. So I think historically, young people haven't voted because, for many reasons, but I think the main reason is they're just not, sometimes they're not excited about the candidates. We look at 2016 mm-hmm. and there was a lot of disdain on both sides for both the candidates. And all of the polls, all the major polls were saying, you know, Hillary Clinton was going to win. And so young people just decided, oh, I don't have to go to the polls. That's one less thing I have to do today. And as you're adjusting to like college life, and it's really disadvantageous to vote because it's really difficult to vote, at least because, mm-hmm. You know, you have so much change going on. And I think the reasons that, I mean, in talking to young people, a lot of people say, you know, they want to protest the two-party system, so they're not going to vote. They want to, they don't like the Electoral College. Their vote doesn't count anyway. And those things are just simply not true. And protesting voting is not effective because our elected officials know who elects them. They know that the, you know, boomers and Gen Xers are far more likely to turn out to the polls. And so when it comes down to the line, they're going to prioritize issues such as Social Security and Medicare before issues such as climate change and gun control and student loans, just because they know who is electing them. And so I think this election cycle, young people are really fired up to vote because we've seen what's happened in the last 4 years, and we've seen, you know, whether we agree with it or not, we've seen that our voice really has power. I mean, you look at the climate justice movement or the gun control movement, and mm-hmm. and you know that's led by kids, and so we know that our voices are powerful, and we know that we have to make them heard, and we do that at the ballot box. And so making a plan to vote, requesting your absentee ballot, voting early, those are all ways to make sure that you can make your voice heard in your government.
Well, and what I think is interesting, Shiva, is you bring up the point about, you know, who's more likely to vote, right? And so those are also, when you're looking at polling, it's likely voters. Well, we know that you take, you know, baby boomers, right? They come, I mean, historically, they've come out 3 to 4 times more than any other generation, right? I mean, they vote more often than any other generation. But right. What I found interesting is just last year alone, Gen Z, so that's your generation, kids born, not just kids, but born 1997 to 2012. So like both my boys are on the very end of that, but they're in Gen Z. But you've become the largest generation. I mean, you make up 32% of the global population. That surpasses millennials and baby boomers together. However, what I think what some researchers are saying is, like, and you mentioned this, your strength isn't just in the numbers. It is in your diversity, because we know that Gen Z is the most racially diverse generation our country has ever seen. And then you put activism on top, right? And then you put activism on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Gen Z is really powerful because we are really connected. Social media and the digital world has made it really easy to organize, and we're taking advantage of those opportunities. And we have a lot of leaders. I mean, you look at Greta Thunberg. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of like really people we should look up to, and we can see that we are making change. I mean, when you see like what a 15-year-old speaking at the international panel
at the
on
UN.
Climate change,
yeah.
When's, intergovernmental meeting, it's powerful, and that's empowering for young people. And so I think what you're going to see this election is Gen Z is going to rise up, and we are going to take back the power. And that means electing younger people. I mean, if you look at the Idaho, or if you look at the national the Senate, mm-hmm. it's like 67 senators are over 65 or something like that. It's crazy. And that's because, you know, just young people haven't historically been involved. Well, this right. election, that's going to change. And this election, we're going to see a shift of power, and young people are going to rise up, and it's going to be a group to be reckoned with. And then we're going to start seeing issues such as climate change, gun control, student loans. Those issues are going to be prioritized. Mm-hmm. Just watch.
So I have to say, too, you're part of Babe Vote. You're affiliated with Babe Vote, and people should look them up if they, if you're curious. But I love the statement on the website for Babe Vote, and I want, And I want to read a bit of it because it says they don't think we care that we are apathetic, Netflix binging, espresso drinkers who make craft beer. They think we don't care about policy or government. We're just Instagram consumers who like avocado toast, but we do pay attention and we're ready to demand an equitable future using our vote. We are wiser. We are voters. We will vote in every election from now on. We will get the change we are longing for in our leadership, our economy, and opportunity. We will change America one election at a time. That is powerful, Shiva. And I mean, I look at you. I wasn't like that at 16 years old. I mean, none of my contemporaries were like that at 16 years old. I have a 12-year-old and an almost 9-year-old. They are literally more aware of what is going on in their world than I ever was at that age. Why do you think that is?
I think that in our lives, we've already seen a lot. I'm 16. I've been through a pandemic. I've been through changes in leadership. I've been counter-protested by white supremacists. I've seen kids at schools get shot up. I've seen the climate, changing, and I've breathed the smoke from the California fires and watched the hurricanes like knock out the power in New Hampshire where my uncle lives. And I think that because of not just the digital world, but just because of our interconnectedness, Gen Z is really riled up. And we see also the big money that's in politics. And we see that our lawmakers really don't seem to care what we think, and they don't want to hear us. And when we go protest in their offices, they kick us out, and they can't even talk to us. And we want to take back that power because, mm-hmm. Older generations are driving the earth to the ground and this country and this democracy to the ground. And this election is so vital to that. So I think that young people are engaged in politics, not necessarily by choice, but by necessity, because what's going on is so consequential for our futures and for the future of our children and our planet and our loved ones. And so I think that's why you see so much political action, but I think that we can build on it. I think we can still, there's still kids I talk to who aren't registered to vote or who say, oh, voting doesn't matter. And we can change that because every single conversation matters. And every single Instagram DM, every single phone call, we have the power to change the future of our country and our planet. And I think that is so empowering for so many of us.
When do you finally get to vote?
I will get to vote in November 2022, and I'm super excited about it. And this election, I was just called. I'm going to be assistant chief judge in one of our elections. So I think by the time before I can vote or before I graduate high school, I will be a chief judge of an elections before I can vote. So that's pretty crazy, but I'm excited about it, and I'm kind of bummed I can't vote in this election, but I'm happy I can count on the 400 people I've registered, the marginalized communities, the young people, to express my voice. Even if they don't agree with me entirely, they can, they change the balance.
They can still vote. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I so appreciate you taking time. And I have to say, I believe that Gen Z is going to change the world, and we all just kind of need to watch it happen. Shiva, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gemma.